No mystery on earth has attracted a stranger jury. Over the past 80 years, the question of what these lines are for has been answered, with total conviction, by an astronomer with a computer, a mathematician with a broom, a hotel man with a balloon, a schoolteacher's son with the best-selling idea of the 20th century, and a researcher who followed the water. Hear them all. Every one of them found something real. Erich von Däniken, 1968. The figures face the sky, so they were made for the sky, markers, signals, in his reading, for visitors the Nazca had seen and hoped to see again. Chariots of the gods sold in the tens of millions and made this pampa a word every human being on the planet has heard. Half the people on your flight are here because of him. Jim Woodman, 1975. Took von Däniken's premise seriously enough to test it in the Nazca's favor. Maybe the eyes in the sky were Nazca eyes. He built a balloon from period plausible cotton and reed and rose off this desert in it. It flew. The Nazca could have seen their own work. Whether they did is still an open account. Maria Reiche and Paul Kosok, from 1941. The lines track the sun and stars, a calendar for desert farmers betting their lives on water arriving on schedule. Some alignments held up under testing, most did not. The solstice line Kosok watched at sunset in 1941 still fires every June. David Johnson, 1990s. Walked thousands of kilometers out here and claimed the long lines and trapezoids map what matters most in this desert. Underground water, tracing the faults where the aquifer runs. Follow-up studies found the correlation holds in some valleys and fades in others. Where it holds, it is uncanny. Helene Silverman, 1980s onward. Excavated Karwachi, the great adobe ceremony city you can see mounded on the far side of the pampa, and read the lines as a pilgrimage landscape. Paths walked in procession, plaza-sized trapezoids where communities gathered, the desert as cathedral. Anthony Avani, who measured the lines for years, came to a compatible view. These were made to be walked, not viewed. Donald Prue, over decades, read the Nazca's own pottery and found the same spider, hummingbird, and killer whale painted on vessels bound up with rain and fertility. Whatever the figures meant, the Nazca were saying it to themselves in more than one medium. Now the deepening, in two moves. First, every theory you just heard explains part of the pampa and goes silent on the rest. The calendar does not explain the whale. The water map does not explain the monkey. The pilgrimage does not explain why lines run dead straight over ridges no procession would take. The audience in the sky explains the visibility and nothing else. Second, the evidence itself will not sit still. Since 2019, Masato Sakai's AI surveys out of Yamagata University have added hundreds of previously unknown figures, and each batch redraws the map the theories were built on. 80 years, 5 serious answers, no verdict. You now know as much as the jury does. The flight lasts half an hour. The figures will be below you, holding their edges after 2,000 years, and whichever theory you find yourself believing as you look down at them, somewhere over the pampa, is yours to keep.